Welcome to Spilling on the Rocks. It is the start of the Warren Schaefer era, or area era. The Warren Schaefer era has officially commenced, and it was a good game. I'm in Texas right now, so of course the fallout from Bud Black being fired on Sunday of Mother's Day. It was just crazy. Like all the articles that were written, opinion pieces, couple hit pieces. Screaming at Dick Monfort, to fire himself. It's such low hanging fruit. If you've listened to Spilling on the Rocks for the entire time, you have heard the suggestions that I have made in order to move this thing forward. If you look at some of the columns that were written in Denver and nationally, there's not a lot of solutions. All they are is just talking about how bad it is. How bad it is. They don't draft well. They've made some dumb free agent signs. They haven't traded. Those are all, yeah, true. But no solutions. How do you do that? How do you fix it? Everybody wants to sell the team. And in the case of selling the team, here's what's funny. There are so many examples. So many examples. The last couple of years, you can look at the Miami Marlins, right? They got sold to the Sherman Group with Derek Jeter as kind of like the face of it. That's been a giant failure. It's not a solution. Like selling the team to another group, and even though you might think that this next group has money, they're still going to have to service debt. And then they're going to start from scratch, which is good, right? Like you want to start from scratch. The real solution here is what other organizations are starting to do. Chicago Cubs, the Chicago White Sox are doing it. Jerry Reinsdorf, great friend with Dick Monfort, right? A little bit old school with, and when I say old school, I use old school as in an endearing term, but also means stubborn. Artie Moreno, Jerry Reinsdorf, Dick Monfort, these are guys kind of cut from the same cloth. They've been their organizations kind of reflect that. Very loyal to people within the organization. There's nothing wrong with that. I appreciate that. I love that about Dick and the family. They are extremely loyal. But in order to get that movement without selling, because these are prideful people. These are people that really love the team. And you can't blame them. They've made a lot of money. And so they've been given the opportunity to afford a team. Now, what organizations have done to get the capital infusion that you need, that selling the team would require, or if there's some sort of transfer of ownership over time, is you offer up some minority stakes, and that's where you start seeing the cash infusion, and that's what happened with Jerry Reinsdorf and the White Sox, is that they've gotten a minority owner that is starting to put cash into the organization, and now they're able to spend money on the other side of the ledger, which I talk about all the time. Rockies need more coaches, not replace coaches. They need more of them. They need to have, best in practice, best everything that you can possibly do on this side of the ledger, like a lot, like all 29 other teams are doing, pitching labs, hitting labs, sleep pods, all this stuff. And the Rockies have majority of it, not all of it. And then you just keep adding. That takes money. That takes money over here. And eventually, the return of investment of the money over here is that your players perform better. You don't have to sign a free agent Chris Bryant. You don't have to sign a free agent Dakota Hudson. You don't have to sign certain players. You can do it from within. You can trade from within to the outside and bring in what you can't. You find opportunities from players. Hey, this guy might need a change of venue because he's blocked by a long-term contract. For example, if you're like the Padres, I'm sure the Padres might have some players in the minor leagues that are blocked by players. It could be a shortstop. It could be a third baseman. It could be a second baseman. It could be a center fielder because they have Jackson Merrill. So there's opportunities to look for other players from other teams and improve. So first reaction to Warren Schaefer yesterday was it was pretty nice to see. It was definitely different. Definitely different than Bud Black. The differences were, and clearly, like the starting pitcher, Chase Dolander, had a no-hitter going. So a little bit easier when your starting pitcher is giving you length. He looked great yesterday. Chase was like fastball, curveball, which I've been like begging. Just use those two pitches. Those are your two best pitches. So he was carving up the Texas Rangers. Rangers haven't been hitting this year. Not a great hitting environment for whatever reason. Like the Rangers field is like 18th hardest to hit in baseball. But I'm not gonna take anything away from Chase. He was great. Fastball command, I loved it. Just yes, that's I'm telling you, he's turning into a dude. It's only his seventh major league start. He's getting there. He's gonna get there. I'm telling you, he's gonna get there. But then they brought in Jake Bird in the seventh inning, did good, and then he got out. 10 pitches out. Tyler Kinley, clean inning out. We saw a left-handed reliever come in, and that pocket of the lineup was two lefties. It was Mickey Moniak and Nick Martini, and Warren Schaefer swaps him out. He goes Sean Bouchard, right-hand hitter, and Kyle Farmer. So he leveraged that inning with the opportunity because there was the leadoff double to take two pops at trying to score off a reliever. Didn't work out, but it was the right decision. We hadn't seen that. You probably would have, a week ago, Buddy would have let Mickey Moniak face the lefty. Would he have come through? Who knows? But the idea is that you're going to leverage those scenarios with your best platoon matchup. Now, it will cost you. It will cost you later on in the game. So if you do these things, it comes at a cost. AJ Hinch does this all the time. He's one of the guys at the top of baseball as far as, using pinch hitters. I'd like to see the Rockies get to that spot. I'd like to see the Rockies use their bullpen kind of the way we saw last night with Schaefer. Maybe a clean inning, not multiple innings all the time. I'm hopeful that we're going to see an opener at some point. Especially if there's, for example, let's say you're taking on the Dodgers. It'd be really nice to start Ryan Rolison, who is a reliever, lefty reliever, or Peralta or Scott Alexander to face Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman in the first inning, and then get your right-handed pitcher on the back end of it an opportunity that they don't have to face him twice in the first couple innings. That I think we're going to see that. So the Schaefer era is certainly going to be a little bit different. The brand of baseball is going to be different than Bud Black. There's no question. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Like I said, there's some signs here that it's not going to get better. I mean, like that's the thing. Like I even talked on the news yesterday. It's like, hey, how much does a manager change that? I was like, they still chase. They're still like the roster's still flawed, but at least with this roster, you're going to experiment and try a little things different from a strategy standpoint. So if you can get a leverage, even with the roster, maybe there's a chance to get a win. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for small incremental improvements, not just outside media sources say sell the team with no solutions. Solution has been, let's try Schaefer. You got some coaches that just got called up, Jordan Pacheco, awesome. They're going to try some things different. They're going to use their roster a little bit different. That's one way to start. And then that trickles down to the lower levels. And hopefully, with all this noise that's happening, the internal decision makers go, okay, Spilly keeps saying third party audit. Why would we do that? Cardinals did it with Chaim Bloom. They're doing it right now. David Stearns did it with the New York Mets, turned into the president of baseball operations. It happens. There are blueprints outside that are telling you how you can fix this. There are solutions. It's just whether you choose to do it. We'll see. You follow me at Spilly Goat, and make sure you follow the boys at Mile High Sports. Adios.